There was a ruling from the court today ordering the military and the police to vacate my home, but I'm sorry to inform you that they are still there.
They did not get the order from the court yet?
Well, they got it, James, but as you know, in Uganda, it is only the orders of General Museveni that are respected. So they're probably waiting for orders from General Museveni.
When we spoke yesterday, you indicated that you did not have confidence in the Ugandan court system. Now that the court has ruled in your favor, does that change your view of the court system?
No, it does not change at all. Many times, especially on sensitive issues, if it is an issue to do with General Museveni, we highly doubt that the court has the ability to stand against General Museveni, and this has been evident in the last two presidential election petitions in 2011 and 2016. But again, we also know that even when the court rules against General Museveni, it is almost impossible for the military, which General Museveni controls, to respect what the court says. And an example is what is happening right now.
You said that you won the January 14 election and that it was full of irregularities. How do you know that?
Yeah, we won General Museveni. We clearly won because what was coming all through the election day were indications of our landslide win. Unfortunately, General Museveni, using the military and the police, took over all local media stations, instructed them not to report the reality that was on the polling stations, and gave orders to the chairman of the Electoral Commission to announce himself winner, even without any justification or without showing proof of that.
To what degree did the fact that the main opposition candidates contested the election separately? Some are saying that if you all came together, there was a possibility that you could defeat President Museveni.
We actually won General Museveni. I have always stated that the people of Uganda have already united. And indeed, the people of Uganda overwhelmingly asserted their voices through the vote. So I am confident that we won General Museveni. But like I said, what was announced was completely, completely different from what took place in the polling stations.
Honorable, what is your plan now?
Well, our plan is to use every nonviolent and every legal and every constitutional avenue to see that we free up ourselves as the people of Uganda.
Do you plan to run for member of parliament, or do you plan to run again for president?
James, I just ran for president and I won, and the election was rigged. However, it is not over yet. We are making every effort to ensure that we reclaim the victory of the people.
When you say to reclaim, what means do you hope to reclaim the victory?
We have mentioned, James, that we had every effort to challenge this election legally and non-violently. But again, that is not the only avenue. We have always said that we are people power, and our energy and support and influence comes from the people of Uganda. So we are also galvanizing them to ensure that they can defend their victory non-violently.
Are you not concerned that the authorities might arrest you again?
Well, the authorities have always arrested me even without cause. So it is not a concern. I just want to do what is right, what is legal, what is moral.
Honorable Bobby Wine, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much, James.